You know, ultimately, that song is the truth of the matter, and which we've been talking about for this month, that there is only love. Because if what we say and what's in the Bible is true, God is love. Thank you, Reverend Roger. And since God is love, and we teach here that God is the truth of the matter, then there is only love. And that love is, I'll figure it out, surrounding us, is within us. And so this is the end of the month for living love. We've been talking about the ways in which we can embody love. We can actually move forward to fully and freely live love. And step by step, we've been talking about the ways in which we can then become the love that we can give out. And today is kind of like a bookend, because at the beginning we talked about how we needed to open up to the love of God, the infinite, beautiful, joy-filled love of God that only wants to love us. We do not believe in the authoritative God here. We do not believe in the Old Testament God of God shall smite me if I do the wrong thing. We teach the God of Jesus, which is God is a loving God, a Father God, a Mother God. A God who loves us unconditionally, like that loving parent, like that protector. Loves us because it created us. Loves its creation, all of its creation. Part of loving ourselves was the second part. And it was knowing that, yes, as children of God, we can love God also as in loving ourselves. Opening ourselves up to also know that if we don't have love within ourselves, if we can't love ourselves, we can't fully and truly love each other. I mean, we try. We do our best. But the reality is the full breadth of love and that in that unconditional component, we can't do it because we don't have it. We think we don't have it. And then, of course, it's that loving the people that we love are like. They're easy, aren't they? For the most part, until they get on your nerves because they know how to push your button. And then we have to move forward into reigniting, reinvigorating that relationship, fusing it with the love, unconditional love, and seeing that we, in these relationships, we always have this ideal of the things that we want, what we want, whereas relationships are really about serving and loving and what the other person wants. And once you want what's best for the other person, the other person wants what's best for you. How glorious is it? And today, we end it in how can we be unconditional love? Unconditional love to all of God's creatures. Did you hear that? All of God's creatures. What does all mean? Okay, yeah, another synonym for all. Everything. I'm hearing whispers. All meaning everything, everybody. Say it again. Inclusive, not exclusive. So, yeah, I love you, you love me. I tick you off, do you still love me? I'll love you. What if you don't like me very much? Are you still gonna take me out of the equation? The people that you... So fair warning here, people, if you can't tell by the voice and the fact that I'm kind of like doing this, I'm a little drugged up on cold medicine and not quite myself, so hold on, people, we're going for a ride, and I'm make it as... I might do stuff like this, trying to get it out. I'll make it as consistent and understandable as possible. So, I'm taking myself out of the equation. If you don't like someone, is this talk about loving them as well? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's not as much enthusiasm about that one. Because we're taught in this world. We're taught in this world that we don't have to love anybody that we don't want to love. And that is true in that if there is someone's harming you, if there is someone mean or bad, we're not talking about you sacrificing yourself, playing the mentor, the martyr, thank you, of love. We're just saying, give your love freely. You don't have to be taking advantage of. I am saying that you are here, we are all here, to be the hands and the feet of the unlimited God. But this world, oh, thank you. The world doesn't treat us that way. We are here as the world bats us into submission, into a lethargy. And here's a quote from Eli Wiesel, who puts it really interestingly what the world is like right now. The opposite of love is not hate. It's indifference. The opposite of art is not ugliness. It's indifference. The opposite of faith is not heresy. It is indifference. And the opposite of life is not death. It is indifference. See, our indifference for all of the world brings a stagnation, brings something worse than even all these other things put together. It means we don't care. It's a lethargy. It's apathy. And when we have that for each other, when we have that for elements of our planet, the creatures, for all of existence, then there's no living anymore. There's no loving anymore. It's just surviving. And even that doesn't get us any further, because we have to survive with one another. It isn't just you and me. It is the whole planet. And so when we talk about love, everything, when I talk about love, all, I'm talking about loving each and every morsel on this planet. I am talking about loving unconditionally each and every inanimate, and moving object. That is God's love, because God created everything. And if we are here to see that there is no separation between us and God, to remove the separations that we have to cast between us and God, then we soon find out that if there is no separation between you and I, us and God, there is no separation from us in the tree, us in the flowers, us in the animals, us in this pew, us in anything existent, no matter whether it looks like it's moving or not. It is all one. And that is what the Fillmores have taught for forever. And it's interesting how science is really starting to back them up now. Unconditional love is all about loving everything without it having to do anything. Let me say that again. Unconditional love is about loving everything without it needing, it being the everything, needing to do anything. Because that's all how God operates, is by just loving its creation. Loving everything that it has created. And you know what the good news is? Is that we don't have to do anything. Love is already within us. Love is already around. We don't have to go to school to learn how to do it. We don't have to go into the kitchen to create a masterpiece of it. We don't have to snap our heels and wish it to come. It is already within us. It is already embedded within us. It is the truth of who we are, even though sometimes we don't act like it. I've been ill for weeks, so I can tell you I haven't act like it. But it's the truth of who I am. It's the truth of who we all are. And all we need to do is say, yes, God, I open myself up. I open up the windows. I open up the doors. I knock down all walls that separate me from you. And with that, I allow myself to be infused, every cell, every atom, every particle of me to be infused openly by you, Can you imagine if we all just said that I want to be infused by you? How sweet life would be. How high we would all be. There would be no drug that we would need because it would be a natural high of love. It would be a natural high because we would all feel not only that connected, that grid of connection, of energy from us and God, we would feel it, see it. It'd be palpable that we are all interconnected. And that those miracles that have happened, those things that happen, that seem happenstance, that they're not. Because that out there is me and that I am it. We are all one, and all we have to do is open up. I think one of the easiest examples of seeing unconditional love on this earth was brought to my attention last week, and I said, yep, it's for this talk. And it's our beloved pets. Our dogs, I mean, man. When you come home, they're so happy to see you. Their tails are wagging. They're drooling all over the place. They don't care how grumpy you are. They just love you. You want to know else? What else? Cats do too. Don't let them fake you out. They pretend, yeah, I got some cat lovers in here. Yeah, they put on an act, but really, they really do love us. I can't tell you, I had three cats before I went to seminary. I can't tell you how many times of heartbreak or heartache or just ailment I'd be in bed or crying or something, and the dog would kind of be looking at me like, what can I do? And the cats, they would climb up with me, snuggle in, purr, lick my face, my eyes, love me up. Now, once I felt better, they went back to themselves. Yet, who are you? And where's my meal? Yeah. Pets are so not only easy to love, but are such lovers. We have a new welcome dog every Friday that I delight in how she opens up everyone. Our office administrator, Nina, brings her dog Blanca in. And even if you're scared of dogs and don't like dogs, I tell you, she opens people up. They're like, well, who are you, cutie pie? Who are you? And she just wiggles and looks. And you know what? It isn't just dogs who have those elements of unconditional love. It isn't just cats. It isn't just the tree who unconditionally just gives us shade and blossoms beautiful leaves and changes colors. Because we have seasons and we're lucky to see those colors. It isn't just a flower who blooms and gives such beautiful smells that we can all enjoy, where it doesn't matter who we are, they just share unconditionally. We have it within ourselves. According to the Bible, love is deep within us. It is in all of us. All we need to do is become it. Just say, I am it, recognize it, and open ourselves up to it. And I know that unconditional love, even to those elements that we don't like, to those people that we don't like, to the subject matter of things that we don't like. I mean, Jesus, we're going back into politics. We have, what, 40 nominees for the Democratic Party now? I mean, it's like, what's going on? It doesn't matter. It's all right. Within us. And it isn't all that deep, because if love is everywhere present, every element within us of love, and all we have to do is recognize it and share it. So I pray that this love floods through every part of your life, every part of your being, so much so that it cannot be stopped by anything inside of you from your mental realm. I pray, knowing that with this talk, you don't allow your mind, you don't allow someone else's words to stop the love that you are, and stop singing Stop in the Name of Love, by the way. I just heard it. Or actually, yeah, Stop in the Name of Love. If I were thinking, Roger, I'd say we should have sung that. Stop in the name of love. Stop everything in the name of love. Stop the hatred.
I'll think it over.
Thank you. For anyone who doesn't know the song. Ba-doom. Stop in the name of the love before you break my heart. Think it over it. Think it over, yeah. Thank you, Roger, for nearly killing me. Anyway. The way that we can move through is stopping our own thoughts, stopping our own minds from stopping the love that is us to flow outward to each and every person, because that is the core of who we are. If love is everywhere present, love is everywhere present within here, and it is time that we lose and stop being apathetic. It is time that we stop feeling hurt and in fear that if we give our love away, that people will only use and abuse us, that they will tease us, that they will do this thing to us. Because the reality is, if we have unconditional love going out, it doesn't matter what anyone does. It doesn't matter who anyone is. We just give it freely. Because they can't do anything to us, because we are so filled with love that they can try as they might, love will stop them in their tracks. So all you have to do is to fill your entire landscape of your soul and to transform every part of your life and agree today that I am unconditional love. There's no stopping me. And so how do we do this? Well, the Bible states it clearly. In Matthew 5, 43 through 48, it says, "You have heard," Jesus says, "that it was said, love your neighbors and hate your enemies. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun, S-U-N, to rise on the evil and the good. And he sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that?" All right, yeah, so you should know that even more so than this time of season, tax collectors back in the day were really hated. They would come to people's houses because they were working for the king. They were working for the man. They were working just to get your money. And they didn't care what you had. We're just going to take it. So they were hated. So that was what he was talking about here. Are not even the tax collectors even doing that? And if you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. For as Ram Dass says, unconditional love really exists in each and every one of us. It's part of our deep inner being. It is not so much an act of emotion as a state of being. It's not, I love you for this or that reason. Not, I love you if you love me. It's love for no reason. Love without an object. So we get that way. If we look at 1 Corinthians 13 through 4, 7, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. And it keeps no records of wrongs. Love does not delight in your mistakes, but rejoices with the truth. Love always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. And so we do that by doing exactly what Jesus has instructed us to do. We do that one by one in our own lives by allowing others to have their own opinions, even if they seem to violate yours. Making kindness a much higher priority than the win when, me scenario that we find ourselves in this world, taking a higher spiritual stance, knowing that God's love is us. Remembering that in 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Now, I'm slinging around that S word that I know that most Unity churches don't use. You guys know me by now. I like to inflict some discomfort occasionally by using the word sin. But we know here in Unity that not even metaphysically, it is in a term, an archery's term. And all sinning means is missing the mark. And so when we sin, we are missing the mark. We are making a mistake. You know, too many times we put upon ourselves or other people guilt or shame because they have made a mistake. No, love them. Love them because of the mistake. Love them with the mistake. And know that mistakes happen. We are all human as well as divinely made. Decide that you can be happy regardless of what anyone else is doing, even when they are misbehaving in your mindset. You know, I could be doing some weird things and people will go, wow, Reverend Crystal's pretty cool because she did some weird things on the sanctuary stage. Other people will look at me and go, oh my God, what kind of minister do we have? It is all subjective based on your background. So why go through any of the heartache or the heartbreak trying to figure out why one person is misbehaving or not? Just decide to be happy, decide to love, and to give that love that way, and to move with the flow of life. Move with that flow. When someone gets in your way, look at it as a potential pleasant detour rather than a fascinating and frustrating impediment. I remember one of my spiritual teachers once said that he used to get frustrated when cars would cut in front of him. And he realized at some point in time when someone said, you know what? What if God isn't necessarily having them cut you off, but they're cutting you off for a particular purpose? How about that they're cutting you off to slow you down? Or maybe they've cut you off for some sort of divine reason, not to irk you, not because they're rude, but maybe look at it from a higher standpoint. And when I started doing that, I realized that, first of all, I became happier because I chose to be happier. And honestly, I'm a speed demon, I'll be honest with you. And I did realize that a great deal of the time when someone either cut me off or when I allowed someone to come in, and they slow down. Okay, how many people get irritated when you're kind of booking and someone kind of wants in? So you're like, okay, you'll be nice. You let them in and they go to a crawl. Okay, I am working on it. But I have noticed that lo and behold, most of the time, there's a trooper up ahead. Now, you know, whether it is because I thought it is true or the opposite way around, the reality is this, is that I've allowed myself not to be frustrated at someone else. Okay, yeah, for 2 seconds, and I am, and I'm like, okay, let it loose. Let it go. Thank you for whatever reason you did. And I keep moving. I let life flow. I look forward to the happy components, not the negative components, because I want to continue to give of myself unconditionally. And in that way, I want to give of myself. Another thing you do is give your smiles unconditionally. Give your laughter. Give your genuine conversations, beautiful conversations, to complete strangers. How many of you have benefited when you're in a long line and you're looking at your watch and you're kind of doing this, that someone in front of you or behind you just kind of starts just a genuine conversation? Maybe it's just a little funny. They laugh about the situation. I'm not talking about the gripe, oh, this line is so long, blah, blah, you kind of rah, 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 rah. I'm not talking about that. Yeah, I'm talking about maybe it can be something as genuine as, Wow, or something as lame as the weather. Wow, I'm really glad the snow's gone. This sun is beautiful. And you look out, you're like, yeah, it is, isn't it? How many times have you allowed someone just to smile at you? Just kind of, yeah. And you smile back without being fearful that it means anything except that you've been given love. Just don't do it to someone you know. Try it to everyone that passes you. And if they think you're misbehaving, yay! So be it. Allow yourself to misbehave in love. And it's all right. Do your best to treat all people as the perfect creation they are, knowing there is good in every person you meet, even if you don't seem to know where it's at. We are all created in the image and the likeness of God. Some of us have kind of forgotten what that looks like. That's why we're here smiling at them. That's why we're loving them up. That's why we're encouraging them. Not to get anything back, but to give. That is why we're out there hugging trees. That's why we're out there petting our pets and treating animals correctly. That is why we are nurturing flowers, nurturing the planet, no longer trying to rape it of its divineness. Because we are all one. We're all beautiful, beautiful, individualized expressions of God. Every single one of us. And each and every one of us deserves our unconditional love. Just as Jesus said, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. And so I say it's time for us to fulfill that commandment. And so in your bulletin, you'll find our denial and affirmation. And our denial is fear of rejection or abandonment have no power over me. Every day I remember that I am whole and complete, and I radiate unconditional love to the whole world around me. If you can agree with that, let us say that together. Fears of rejection or abandonment have no power over me. Every day I remember that I am whole and complete, and I radiate unconditional love to the whole world around me. And so it is. Amen.